Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Your long quest to bring cruise ships into Buffalo is going to happen starting May 27th with what line and how many passengers?
American Cruise Line, and the first passengers will be anywhere between 200 to 250.
It's going to be a day trip, but talk about the impact that even a day trip of having 200, 250 people in downtown or in the city, what does that mean?
Oh, it's going to be very impactful. This will just be the start of what will be a even bigger year for 27 with cruise ships. But this will give us the opportunity to kind of test it out, see what we can do to get people around the destination. They'll actually be making 4 stops in Buffalo during the cruise season in 26. And I know a few of the attractions are already booked for their excursions. So we're really happy the way it's kind of falling into place so far.
As I said, kind of a shakedown cruise, no pun intended.
I guess you could call it that. It's nice that we can kind of ease our way into it because there are 6 different cruise lines that have 8 different boats that will be cruising in 26 and then into 27. So we know that we'll be a major stop as well as a port city on those 2027 cruises.
So port city means they stay overnight then?
That's right. So it'll begin and end in Buffalo, which means that we'll get those overnight hotel stays as well.
In terms of attractions, what are they looking at? The Darwin Martin House, the zoo? Where are the cruise lines booking these attractions?
It's interesting because the different cruise lines, their passengers have some different interests. Some are really into presidential history. And as you mentioned, the architecture, the arts and culture. So that's what's going to be really great for Buffalo is that the itineraries will all be different for all of these different cruise lines. So I think that will really help, again, to maybe offset some of that Canadian downturn that we've seen, especially with the day trips for our attractions, that this will help make up that gap.
It'll be an interesting time in Buffalo to come in Memorial Day weekend. According to Tim Clark, there should be a major movie shooting in that area in downtown same time. Will it help change the perception that people have about Buffalo?
Oh, it absolutely will. And the propensity for these cruise passengers to make return visits to the destinations that they visit is very high because they get a little taste of the destinations on the cruise itineraries. And then they make return trips and in many cases bring more family members with them on those return trips. So this is our opportunity to showcase Buffalo. Again, whether we are a port of call or a port city, and to get those people to come back on a return visit.
And just the image of dropping them off, you said, at the Miss Buffalo site, that puts them right in Canal Side, which immediately changes how you view Buffalo.
Oh, for sure. And what our role will be creating that experience when people are getting off and on the boat. We're really looking to see what we can do if we bring some bands down. We know that the local residents are really excited to see these ships come into town. So we think that there will be a lot of people that will just be on the shores welcoming these people as they get off the boat. But we really want to make sure that they're having a great Buffalo experience when they do roll into Canalside.
And you say a day trip, so is that 8 hours, 10 hours in Buffalo?
It can range anywhere from 8 to 10 hours. So they typically cruise during the night to their next city, and then they get in the morning, and then they spend the day touring around the destination.
How important is it? I mean, you've been working on bringing cruise ships here. Other smaller cities have had a lot of success. I'm thinking like Duluth, Minnesota, Grand Rapids. I mean, places that aren't necessarily on high on a lot of people's radar screens. How important is it to bring a cruise ship in to a city like Buffalo?
It's just another opportunity to bring a different visitor profile into our community. And as you said, Duluth, Minnesota has just gone gangbusters with their cruise ships. They really rely on those cruise passengers coming in. They do quite a bit of overall marketing and activities, luring those cruise ships to the destination. And, you know, that's what we're going to be doing at Visit Buffalo. We've been working these relationships with the cruise companies, with the people who plan the excursions, and they're excited. We've hosted several of their tour planners in Buffalo over the last couple of years as well, because they have to start their itinerary planning well in advance, and so we want to make sure that we are included on those itineraries.
When they pull into Buffalo, the Miss Buffalo site, will they be greeted by things like food trucks or just sort of like welcome to Buffalo?
It'll be more welcome to Buffalo. Like I said, we want to have some entertainment that will be down there as people are getting off of the ships. Most likely, they'll be getting directly onto motor coaches to take them on their excursions. There will also be people that will tour around on their own. There are folks that would like to independently explore a destination. We'll have our mobile visitor center on site as well, so that we can help those individuals find their path throughout the destination. I see this as an opportunity for the ride share as well, to get people out of downtown and throughout, hopefully, all of Erie County. They'll also be going to Niagara Falls on excursions as well. So we see this as a great regional opportunity.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.